The Bible tells us that true love suffers long and is kind and rejoices in truth. Elizabeth Elliot has experienced great loss, including the tragic death of her husband Jim at the hands of a fierce Indian tribe decades ago. But her message continues to focus on the love that triumphs in the face of evil. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot. I want to continue with this subject of suffering. We've been talking about Job, that suffering man who had almost everything that he possessed taken away from him, found his own body completely covered with sores and boils. He ended up in a place of total desolation, an ash heap, where all he could do was sit there and scrape his boils with a broken piece of a pot. Here we see the picture of a natural man, suffering, seeing God as his adversary. How well I remember when my husband, Addison Leach, was suffering with cancer. He did see God as his adversary at times. He said to me one time in great bitterness, "God has all the counters. I haven't got a chance." Well, it's true. God does hold all the counters, doesn't he? He's got the whole world in his hands. He seems at times merciless, but he is mercy. He is always merciful. The Bible says his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. The natural man, of course, has no concept of grace, no hint of that everlasting love that I remind you of every day on this program, Gateway to Joy. I begin every day with those words, "You are loved with an everlasting love, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And I've had some people write and say, "Why do you say that every day?" And I've had some other people say, "Please don't ever stop saying that. I need that reminder." Well, of course, Job had not seen the cross of Jesus. Job didn't know nearly as much as you and I do about the plan of God for redemption. Job had just a few little shreds of truth to go by. But it was Job who said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." I don't think of Job myself as a patient man. We often hear of the patience of Job, but I don't really find a lot of evidence of his patience. But I do see a lot of evidence of his faithfulness. He got very impatient with God. But you and I have been given to see the cross, that emblem of suffering and shame. "In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime." Maybe some of you are more familiar with that hymn, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride." You know, I read a lot of quotations on this program, and I'm always careful to tell you that they are quotations. But I have to confess that I don't always tell you from whom they come. And one of the reasons that I can't always give you the source is because somebody is bound to write to me and say, "What are you reading a book like that for?" Somebody's going to take issue with my doctrine because they've heard of me reading a book which might propound a doctrine that I don't agree with. And of course, I can't tell you all these people, and I can't classify all their theology. But I hope that I know how to find the grain of wheat in the midst of chaff. Now, this is not a book which I would call chaff. It's a wonderful testimony of how God reached down and drew a man from a very, very worldly life to himself. But this quotation is so wonderful that I had to put it on the program, but I don't want you to think that this exalted language comes from the pen of Elizabeth Elliot. It doesn't. He writes, "The King of Glory is crowned with thorns. Do you know what love is? Here is love, here on this cross. Here is love, suffering these nails, these thorns, that scourge loaded with lead, smashed to pieces, bleeding to death because of your sins, and bleeding to death because of the people that will never know him, and never think of him, and will never remember his sacrifice. Learn from him how to love God and how to love men. Learn of this cross, this love, how to give away your life to him." Almost simultaneously, all the bells began to ring. See who God is. See the glory of God going up to him out of this incomprehensible and infinite sacrifice in which all history begins and ends. All individual lives begin and end, in which every story is told and finished and settled for joy or for sorrow. The one point of reference for all the truths that are outside of God, their center, their focus, is love. Do you know what love is? You have never known the meaning of love? Never, you who have always drawn all things to the center of your own nothingness. Here is love, in this chalice full of blood, sacrifice. Do you not know that to love means to be killed for glory of the beloved? And where is your love? Where is now your cross, if you say you want to follow me, if you pretend to love me? And I've underlined in my copy of this book those words, to love means to be killed for the glory of the beloved. Do you love like that? I don't, but I want to. And so in the process, I prepare these little 11.5-minute talks each day, and some of you listen to me faithfully each day. And I hope that the things that I believe God is teaching me, I may be able to pass on to you. And you know, you teach me many things too by your letters, and you help me by your prayers. I couldn't do this without your prayers. I couldn't do it without the help of all the people in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I speak to all of you as one who is like a turtle on a fence post. You know, when you see a turtle on a fence post, you know he didn't get there by himself. And my question today is, how shall we learn to love God? Well, we have to learn from Christ himself, don't we? What did Christ do? He came to earth, forsaking his father's home, coming down into this world of woe, being born of an ordinary mother, extraordinary, of course, in that she was a virgin and she was God's chosen vessel, most exalted among women, but she was a human mother, wasn't she? And it was into her womb that he came. As one of the old Christmas carols says, "Lo, he despised not the virgin's womb." And it was through that same narrow birth canal, through that pain and that blood and that water, that he arrived in a filthy stable, surrounded by oxen, cattle, sheep, doves. We don't know exactly what was there in that stable, but we certainly assume that there were some animals. That's how he loved his father. Learn to give yourself away. Let it all go. All the sorrow and the frustration and the abuse and the ambition and all the dead ends and the blind alleys that you've ever traveled. Let it go. Just let go of all of that and take hold of the cross. Take it, embrace it, and die. To love is to be killed for the sake of the beloved. Recently, I had to write a very, very difficult letter. It was a letter that I knew I had to write to somebody I love. I had been awake for hours one night thinking about this letter and praying about it, and so I finally decided to just get up in the wee hours of the morning and write the letter. And as I was writing each sentence, I was trying to imagine what that person's response was going to be. And I had a pretty good idea that it was going to be very negative. And I thought, this letter may be the end of my friendship with that person. And then these words came back to me. To love is to be killed for the glory of the beloved. My motive in writing that letter was not to gain popularity. My motive was love. My motive was ultimately to help that person, if God willed, to the full glory which God intended for that person, not for my own. To love is to be killed for the sake of the beloved. Somebody listening to me may need to make a sacrifice of some sort for the sake of somebody else. Loving that person is learning to love God.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.